especially the precious promises he makes to us, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. So the promises enable us to partake of the divine nature. The divine nature is love, by the way. It's also the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So it's the spirit of power as well. To partake of his divine power, to partake of his divine nature, to partake of the divine mind, which enables us to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, this brings us right back around to our Galatians thing, which I'm going to refer back to that now, because believe it or not, all this I'm explaining is still off of Galatians. So while I was driving and praying in tongues, I'm staring at these two lists in the spirit and asking God to tell me some, you know, the truth is about all this stuff. And the thing he showed me, he's like, notice the works of the flesh, how they correspond to the works of the spirit, the fruits of the spirit. Like, for example, hatred. The opposite, you know, we got hatred, contrast it, the work of hatred versus the fruit of love. Okay? We got witchcraft, which is trying to make something happen by, you know, satanic means, versus patience, waiting for God to do it. Adultery and fornication are contrasted with self-control. Hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, and strife are contrasted with peace and love and gentleness and goodness. The deal is, when you have God filling you up with the fruit of the Holy Spirit, you won't try to get your own needs met by working, by toiling. The works of the flesh are a result of toiling for things that you were supposed to receive by inheritance. Whew, I'm glad we got that out. This is the main point. The works of the flesh are toiling for desires that are to be met only by the Holy Spirit, not by self-effort apart from God. To do works of faith is to do works and actions based on what God has said. Is God did not promise you natural blessings. He promised you spiritual blessings. So, once again, I want to... The truth will set you free. Lies will put you in bondage. So we're going to say that God has, for sure, not promised you any natural blessings at all. You know? And Josh was like, so he's not going to give us anything physical? I said, well, except for the body that you live in? No. Now, the Bible says that God richly gives us all things to enjoy. But I'm going to show you some really amazing stuff. Yes, God does. Here's the thing. The supernatural things that God gives us, the spiritual things that God gives us, does produce natural results. Does produce results in the natural. But see, what God gave us was all the spiritual stuff with which to produce in the natural realm. The clearest example of this is God does not give you wealth. God gives you the power to create wealth. So he gives you power, which is empowerment or ability, and he gives you creative powers, creative ability to create wealth. He gives you inspiration. He gives you business ideas. He gives you favor with your customers. He gives you favor with the people you do business with. He gives you the upper hand in every situation. That's what the Holy Spirit's for, to give you the upper hand in every situation. Now, I do admit that God does send angels to give money sometimes. I have seen it. I have heard it. But I just learned something about God today, that when I was looking through what we inherit, none of the things that he said we inherit are material things, except for the meek shall inherit the earth. But how do the meek get their meekness? They get their meekness from God. How do the people that inherit things by faith and patience get their faith and patience? They get it from listening to God. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you want the short answer, here's the short answer. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. You can have it all with God. I know you want details. One of the things you inherit is the everlasting life, eternal life. Another thing that we inherit is the kingdom prepared for us from the foundation of the world. We inherit incorruption. The other part of the inheritance that we receive, well, actually, the Holy Spirit is the down payment. That's what the word earnest means. Ephesians 4:14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, until the praise of his glory. The spiritual stuff that enables you to create or manifest or receive the natural stuff. Like the ability to heal people is a spiritual power. To cast out demons, if anybody has mental issues, has demons, to cast out demons is a spiritual power. The ability to create wealth and do well in business is a spiritual power. Don't you feel better that God has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Divine health comes from having the divine life flow through you. Emphasis on divine. You know, I'm from Philly. I am divine, you are the branches, right? When you're the branch is plugged into divine, you have the divine life. What flows through the branch is the life of the vine. You have inherited a more excellent name than the angels. Years ago, I used to do the stock market, and I didn't do so well because I didn't do it with God. But imagine how good I could do with God as my stockbroker, telling me what to buy and when to sell it. I bet you I could do a lot better hearing God's voice than I ever could trying to figure it out myself. This is a very interesting one. Abraham inherited a place. He got a place. He received it for an inheritance. Because he obeyed, he went out. And this is the interesting part. He didn't know where he was going. He didn't know where he was going. So he trusted God to show him. So this requires trusting God, like really trusting God, not trusting in some arbitrary thing, but trusting in God above trusting in even the promises. You know, God promised him a place. He said, go to a place that I will show you. So he just went out, not even knowing which direction to go in. He just started walking, trusting God to show him. So we have a God, we inherit a God and a relationship with God. We inherit God who guides us with his eyes and his understanding and his counsel. We inherit blessing. Now this one was really fascinating. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fades not away, but where is it? Reserved in heaven for you. You don't have to store your treasures up in heaven. Jesus already did that for you. You have a reservation in heaven. You have an inherited, a reservation in heaven, and your inheritance is actually in heaven. He had to trust God in him and with him to lead him and guide him. Now, what Abraham really trusted was the promise that I will bless you that God made to him. So really, it didn't matter where he went. He was blessed whithersoever he went. Curry Blake says that we can learn about the identity and we can learn about our inheritance by looking at what we have in him. The in him, in whom, by whom verses. So there's a few of them. We have inherited a voice from heaven that says, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. We inherit the pleasure of God. God is pleased with us. We inherit the relationship with God that Jesus had, that Jesus has. So we inherit his relationship with God. We inherit sonship. Here's one of the best ones. In him, we have redemption. So something you've received by inheritance was redemption through his blood. You have the forgiveness of sins, and this is how you experience the riches of his grace. So you experience the riches of his grace. You have received the riches of his grace by inheritance in the form of forgiveness of sins and redemption through his blood. You have inherited and received the seal of the Holy Spirit of promise, which that seal guarantees you heaven. You have received by your inheritance what God the Father has given you. What Jesus left for you when he died was you have boldness and access with confidence by his faith. When Jesus died, you received by inheritance the redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. You receive by inheritance the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge that are in Christ, in God.